get ready to be outraged.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't understand why people are so fired up about this.
Say goodbye to a Trader Joe's tradition. The price of bananas going up for the first time in more than 20 years. They've been 19 cents each, but will now be 23 cents.
This was national news everywhere over the last 24 hours. Why are we so mad at Trader Joe's for making bananas 4 cents more after 20 years?
I mean, listen, we get it. Costs are up.
Yes.
But companies make certain promises or things that they're famous for. It's a big deal. It's been going on forever, and it's with multiple companies.
Yeah, but like, it's 4 cents for a banana. It's been the same thing for 20 years. I mean, they're saying now that eggs are so expensive, you can't even color them for Easter on Sunday.
Listen.
But we're going to get mad at them for a banana going up by 4 cents?
This sets a precedent, Anna. Mm-hmm. All right? It's 4 cents today. What is it the next time? We don't know. What could it be in a couple of years? You know, we have no idea.
The CEO says, we only change our prices when our costs change. And after holding our price for bananas at 19 cents each more for the last 2 decades, we've reached a point where this change is necessary. Yeah, I kind of understand that. It makes sense to me, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oddly enough, bananas is the one fruit, the one thing in general that hasn't been affected that much by inflation over the last 5 years or so. So there's that.
I mean, I know you're a Costco member, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of Costco, that's been all over the news, too, and people are fired up by this.
Costco is locking it down. You'll now have to have a membership to enjoy the beloved food court, including the $1.50 hot dogs. The rule has always been in place but hasn't been enforced until now.
Mm. Who's the bouncer? That's all I keep thinking about.
They have multiple people. It's out front. And they've actually gotten pretty strict about it. The ones I'm visiting, like, and you notice the change immediately. They also check your card even when you go self-checkout at this point.
Well, of course they do. So I had, for a long time, we had one credit card. We have a Costco credit card.
Sure.
As I try to convince Raven to get. Mm. Because you get money back. It's like a good deal if you spend a lot of money at Costco.
So I'm executive now. So I'm already getting that back, but I don't have the card.
You get more back with the card. Listen, we'll have that conversation another time. But anyway,
passionate conversation.
I always use my husband's card. So I just had it in my wallet and whenever I would use it. And the guy, I think he thought he was trying to trick me.
Yeah.
He's like, so where's Paul? And I thought he knew my husband.
Right.
I go, oh, he's home. He's mowing the lawn. And he was like, well, you can't use his card. I go, what?
Right.
Yeah, but the whole thing between this $1.50 hot dog is that they're very protective of the $1.50 hot dog.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you knew the history of the hot dog, because I know it.
I do. I do. It's crazy. Basically, the CEO was threatened by one of the co-founders, and it says, if you ever raise, and I can't even use the swear word they used, the price of the hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out.
It was a commitment forever for it to stay $1.50 for this hot dog. And the thing is, the prices got so crazy. This is the wild part about it, that Costco, they were like, we can't do this anymore.
Right.
And the co-founder, as you told him, told the board, listen, you better figure it out. They bought hot dog factories.
Yes.
They got into the hot dog business so they could continue doing this. It's wild.
They sell over 100 million of those hot dogs every single year. 100 million.
I don't love the hot dog, but I'll tell you something. The Sundays. Oh, my gosh. And the chicken bake. I mean, if you're in a hurry and your stomach is tough, chicken bake it.
Turns out there's like a name for this. It's called a loss leader. So when they sell things, they're taking a loss every single time they sell one of those hot dogs. But what it does is it builds customer loyalty.
Right.
And it's one of those things that it's known for, which obviously it works. Everybody knows they got the $1.50 hot dog. But now you got to be a member to get it. Otherwise, the bouncer at the front that checks your receipt is going to kick you right out.
I mean, how embarrassing will that be at the big box store?
Yeah.